I am Patricia Stallworth, the author of Minding Your Money, and this is MYM 360 with news, views, and attitudes to help you take control to mind your money. It's Monday, so let's catch up on news that can affect your wallet. Well, there's a lot going on, but front and center is the Republicans' latest effort to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. Whether you like the ACA or not, the alternative to it, the Graham-Cassidy bill, appears to be so bad that I have not really heard anyone say anything good about it. In fact, even the insurance industry doesn't like it. So what's so bad about it, and why are they pushing so hard for a bill that would mean that millions of Americans would lose coverage? To get more information, I turn to an article by Nancy Shute of NPR, where she makes a direct comparison between the ACA and all of the latest healthcare bills proposed by the GOP, including the Graham-Cassidy bill. And she also includes a chart so that you can see at a glance the differences in the bills. Here are three major flashpoints covered in her article. Flashpoint number one, pre-existing conditions. The ACA requires insurers to cover pre-existing conditions without charging more. The GOP bill, passed or proposed, would give states the power to waive that requirement, which could ultimately mean higher and even unaffordable rates if you have a pre-existing condition. Flashpoint number two, Medicaid. This federal and state insurance program provides health care for 20% of all Americans, including 40% of children, half of all births, 60% of nursing home expenses, and 25% of mental health care. The Graham-Cassidy bill would transform the structure of Medicaid, giving states control over how they spend federal funds, and Medicaid funding would be drastically cut over time. Flashpoint number three, essential health benefits. The Affordable Care Act requires that insurers cover 10 essential health benefits, including maternity care, mental health, hospitalization, prescription drugs, emergency care, and children's health. The GOP proposal would let states opt out of those requirements, affecting insurance sold on the exchanges and employer-based coverage. Want to read more? Get a link to the full article at mym360.com, episode 741. But as you can see from my brief description, there's potentially something in this bill to touch everyone in an adverse way, with one exception, if you are wealthy. This bill removes the additional tax for wealthy individuals, increases the amount that people could deposit tax-free into health savings accounts, and would also allow people to make tax-advantaged catch-up contributions. Now, as for why they are pushing so hard on a bill that would hurt so many people, I have some theories, but this is really a conversation for another day. So what should you do if you think this bill is not in the best interests of your wallet? Well, if you don't like the bill, protest. Call your senator and let them know. You elected them to work for you. Now tell them what you want. As I have been reminded on so many occasions, democracy is not a spectator sport. But do it soon, because this bill goes up for a vote this week. And that's it for today. Got a question? Send it to me at feedback@mym360.com. And follow me on Twitter at Pat Stallworth. Thanks so much for listening, and as always, remember that minding your money really is the path to a richer life. I'm Patricia Stallworth, and this has been MYM360.com, a P.S. Worth production. For more information, visit us at psworth.com/MYM360.